Tango Mobile. With two Tango Mobile.
I thought you said three Tango, so I wasn't going to respond, but now that I know it's you, how are you doing today? N4ZLK.
Not a problem. Yeah, I wasn't sure when I had my volume turned down when I first checked it and threw my call out there, so I didn't know whether I got out or not. And I had it turned down earlier because I was on the radio and then I had a phone call, so I had to go off. Oh, not doing too bad. Had to come buy a shovel this morning and some other stuff and a few groceries, and now I'm headed home to the house. And here in a little while, I'll take the container full of chili I've got and put it in a pot and put it on the stove and heat it up, and that'll be lunch today.
Out of a hole, I copied all that, but a little scratchy. But anyway, that chili sounds good. However, it's getting warm for chili.
It's warm, but I happen to like chili just about any time. And this is the last container of chili I made, about a month ago. So it's been in the freezer, and it's sitting at home thawing out right now. So by the time I get home and get things done, it'll be ready for me to start doing my thing. So, yeah, you were a little scratchy too, but you were perfectly readable. Where are you working today?
Headed from Easley over to Berea. I'm right here on that 124, just crossed the Saluda River. So obviously it's a low spot there, but I'm coming back out now.
And I know about where you are too. And I've been down that road before myself, looking for things. So anyway, I'm gonna be spending after today. I'm gonna be basically spending the next 3 days in downtown Greenville. My barbershop course is doing volunteer work for the Artisphere this weekend, and all the artists are showing up today, and then tomorrow all the events start, and I'm gonna be working the beer and wine sale area and covering that, and a water and soda place too, and as a supervisor for them this year.
Sunday afternoon.
Oh yeah! In fact, my chorus is performing at 1 o'clock on Sunday, right in front of the Peace Center, and then I'll be working again that afternoon until about 6 o'clock when they shut down the beer and the wine sales on Sunday afternoon.
Well, down there at some point Sunday afternoon, so I'll try to look you up, and if I'm there around 1 o'clock, I'll definitely try to swing down that way or up that way, depending on where we park.
Side is where I'm going to park this weekend. Of course, I've got one advantage. If I go to any of the city garages, it doesn't cost me anything to park that decal that I've got, that handicap thing I've got up in my front window, gets me free parking in any of the city garages over there in Greenville, so that's good. But still got to work outside. At least there'll be tents over the areas where we'll be serving beer and wine, and also in the soda wagon has a front on it that opens up. So we'll see what happens. But I'm working tomorrow and then Saturday. And then after I get through performing on Sunday, I'll be back at a location on Sunday afternoon doing some of the same stuff.
Long weekend. Yeah, I think most of the city garages are free parking on the weekends. Now, that may change if there's a festival going on. I know my daughter's got a parking pass for one of them. She works downtown. But I don't think we'll be riding with her. We're supposed to meet her down there and spend a little while down there.
First year working for the Artisphere event. I've been a volunteer. Our chapter has been participating in it with the last 8 years they've had it. So we've been doing volunteer work. It helps us raise some funds for our, we're a charitable organization, so we're one of the charitable organizations that works for them and has a chance for us to raise some funds and everything else. But yeah, we'll be right down in front of the Peace Center, right in front near the fountain there. That's where they'll have the tent set up where we'll be performing. And we're on at one, somebody else is on at three, somebody else is on at five, so they've got an hour between each event so the different groups that are on there can get off, and then the next group can come in and get set up,
Good. I know they appreciate the help. But now, will you be your group performing for that whole hour, or, yeah, that's the question. That's all.
Yep, we will. Chorus and at least one quartet will be performing that day. Our other quartet has something as another gig for Mother's Day somewhere else. But we'll have our chorus and one of our quartets will be performing for that. So, yeah, we'll be on stage for approximately 55 minutes.
As well or just the chorus?
I'm just in the chorus. My voice is not strong enough to be a quartetter. Of course, I may, when I change voice parts, be able to get into one. I'm a little better as a bass than I am as a lead.
Barbershop music. I think I told you when I was in high school, I sang in a little group. It wasn't anything. We just saw, you know, pretended we didn't join any organization, but we sang a few songs. We had a good time.
Sing, come on out and join us on Monday night at rehearsal. We rehearse every Monday night, 7 p.m., Duncan United Methodist Church. We're always looking for new folks. Come by and pick up one of our brochures that we'll have there on Sunday.
I got so many things I want to do. I just never seem to have enough time to do the things I need to do. You know how that is?
I've got four or five T-shirts for it, you know, and all, because I'm right now, I did one, had a convention back in March. I'm now working on the one for November, trying to put together the one for next March, and maybe it'll be in Greenville, so I'm working on things like that, so a lot of things going on, you know.
A couple grandbabies on top of that, and it just, everything just goes down, or goes up, whichever. It goes up with the grandbabies, but nothing else seems to get done.
What's good for you? And my wife and I never had any children, and so we don't have any. Never had any grandkids, and of course she passed 10 years ago. So it's just me and the dog now. And then I got my sister down in Florida. So sometime during the summer, I'll go down and spend a couple of weeks with her down in the St. Augustine, Jacksonville area.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey guys, this is Taylor from WWZ. Y'all, I heard some of your conversations that I had some other noise in the background. I turned it up just about when the other station was inviting you to his church. Y'all discussing Mother's Day or something?
Yeah, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Well, we're just discussing the fact that my chorus is going to be putting on a performance downtown Greenville on Mother's Day for the Artisphere event. And the church I was talking about is where our chorus rehearses on Monday night. So that's what that is there. And that's what we were talking about there, what to do with the church. That's where we rehearse. So, and I'm going to go ahead and sign with both of you. I'll leave you, Chandler, and let you talk with Zane a little bit because I'm about to pull in the yard and I need to get these cold foods out of the car and in the fridge. We'll talk to both of you. N4ZLK to take it. W2T. Go ahead, Shane.
Good day, and hope you have a good one. Appreciate the conversation. And Chandler, I got to back up to a dock because I'm at my next stop. So I hate to jump out on you, but I can't talk and back up at the same time. So I'll talk to you again in a little while. KO4WWZ, N4ZLK.
And the grief to you guys. Hope to talk to you again soon, KO4WWZ, clear. For NUE, KO4WWZ.